those particular skills that we've got there and asking those questions. Does that make sense?
Huh?
And we'll just play with it. We'll see where we get to. But it's really just a practice of using GROW, using the skills, and using our questioning techniques. So, Nicola, thanks for coming along today. How are you going?
Hi, Andrew. I don't know. Just for the recording, I can use that one.
Okay.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today. I've got such a problem. I really need your help. My manager's making me work unreasonable hours. What do you think I should do?
Okay. All right, so let's pause. So Nicola's problem is her manager is making her work unreasonable hours. What should she do? So how are we going to start this in terms of the coaching conversation? What would be your starting point in with Nicola? What might be some possible starting point in? Because there's many, many different ways we could go about this. Do you guys want to come a little bit more to the front so we can work as a group?
I think we probably need to get a better understanding of what's unreasonable, what she would see as reasonable, the reasons why she's being asked if this is a long-term or short-term thing, and just delve a lot more into what the problem is and what her goal is.
Fantastic. So at this stage, what does it really mean? Yeah. It's just a statement of my boss is making me work unreasonable hours. And so Esther's comment, it's Esther?
Yes.
Esther's comment is, let's explore specifically what Nicola means by that to get Nicola's meaning behind it. Anything else that people would suggest at this stage? Do we need to do that before we set a goal for the conversation thing? Gentlemen? Why don't we just play with that? So let's put a question to Nicola.
Well, I've been working until 7 or 8, most nights. It's been going on since... it's basically been getting worse since I started my job 12 months ago. Started off not being too bad, and it's just been getting worse since then. And now I'm just feeling drained.
What might you ask?
What about others in your team? Is that just you, or...?
No, I really think it's just me. I mean, I go home after everyone else in my office most nights. I feel like it's just me that's got this enormous workload and I just have to stay every night.
First question comes to mind.
Well, everyone else in my team is leaving about 5:30, so I think that would be reasonable as well. But if I'm staying until 6:30, 7, and sometimes 8, I just want to be doing what everyone else is doing. The hours that I'm putting in are what I need to do to get my work done, the work that I've committed to do.
Okay. All right. Let's just pause there for a second. So where are we with this scenario? What are the things that have come up?
So we've got a better definition of what's reasonable and unreasonable.
We know that the rest of the team are working less hours. What don't we know at this stage? What's still missing?
Whether the manager believes that it's a reasonable or whether it's a situation. Yes, whether it's a situation where we need to think whether the manager has concerns about press performance or other garbage account possibilities that maybe the manager acknowledges she is overworked. But it's in the process of coming up with a solution. So we probably want to distinguish between what is versus situation.
Okay.
Well, I feel overworked. I don't know if my boss thinks I'm overworked.
There could be another reason too. The manager might
might think that you want to be challenged. So though if you can take on more work, she might think, oh, she's really keen and she's really ambitious, so I'll give her more work. Or it might be a performance issue as well. So we don't know what's driving the manager.
So we might need to ask the question about what is the conversation she'd have with the manager. Have you had a conversation with your manager about this?
Well, on Monday night I had to leave early to go to yoga class, so I asked him if I could leave early.
Okay, and what did he say?
Well, he said that was fine.
Okay.
We didn't really talk about the bigger issues.
Sure. So you have not yet had a conversation with him yet about the extra hours that you've been working?
No, he knows what sort of hours I've been working, and I think if he thought it was too much, then he would have said something to me.
How do you know that he knows the hours you're working?
Well, I'm always still there when he leaves. And sometimes I'm sending emails at 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night.
So let's just pause. Let's go into this solution mode rather than questioning our dear mentee at this stage. So what's opening up here in terms of what's going through your heads around some hypotheses around where this person is?
I think this person's allowed it to happen. They see it all the time at work.
Absolutely.
As a manager, I don't have an expectation that people will work to 7 or 8 o'clock at night. If they're doing it consistently, I'm often asking them to go home. After 6 months, if they're not going home, that's their choice.
Yeah, okay, great. So this would be my perspective. Yeah. Listening to that, the hypothesis that I'm forming, it may not be true, but it's my hypothesis, is this person hasn't yet set those expectations with their manager. Mm. They're not clear with their manager what they want, and that was exactly what you were saying. They have not actually, not only have they not clarified it, they have not even attempted to have a real conversation. They've asked about one event, and they don't even know what the manager is thinking. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I reckon we're ready to start asking that person what the goal would be, and my gentle nudging towards them would be the goal that this conversation would be, to say, at the end of this, how about if we work towards you having a conversation with your manager about that? Because I reckon there's enough juice that person might go towards that. People agree, disagree, thoughts? I reckon that's a logical next step. So let's play with it. Nicola, have you got thoughts? So in this, when we walk out of here in an hour's time, what would you like to get out of this session? Now that we understand a little bit more about the situation, what would be the best first step for you?
I would like to know the best steps that you'd recommend that I take next to improve the situation for me.
All right. So you liked a roadmap of two or three things that you should be doing next.
Yes.
Have you got any thoughts about the very first thing you could be doing is?
Maybe I should be speaking to my manager.
Okay, excellent. I've got a suggestion for you, if this is okay. I reckon today, if we focused on that conversation around the manager, that would set us up really nicely for the future, for the next conversation, which would be, depending on the outcome of that, how we then move this forward and support you on that. How would that work for you?
That sounds good. I don't know how to approach the start of the situation. How do I introduce this conversation?
Okay, great. So, pause, we'll go back into plenary mode. What I did there was I asked Nicola the question, what she wanted to get out of it. She came back with, I want all of the steps that I could take. My sense as a mentor was I was going to be better served trying to get her to do the first step with a fair level of depth rather than having this nice plan and then coming back a month later and she's not even able to do the first step. So that was just my sense of where she was. And I asked her, so I gave her permission, if you like, to go there. How did that feel for you? Did it feel like you were being forced down a route, or was that okay?
Oh, no, it's fine.
That was fine, okay. So we've now set ourselves a goal, right? So now let's test into the reality of the situation. What might be some of the tests about that we can test with the reality in terms of Nicola and the relationship with the manager? Because we need to know where it currently is to know what options she's got.
Nicola, how is your manager generally? Would be in terms of, would you say he's approachable, easy to talk to, that kind of thing?
I find him very easy to talk to on a social level and on a you know, details of my work kind of level. I get nervous when I'm having performance review conversations and that sort of conversation with him. So I don't know if that's approachable or not.
How often do you catch up with your manager, like formal and informally?
We don't have regular catch-ups. We just catch up when we need to talk about what I'm working on. So maybe every 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
Or even like when it's your next performance review time?
He tends to just schedule that into my diary.
Have you talked to your colleagues about this, or what, have they given you any suggestions?
No, my colleagues, they just do their work and go home. We don't tend to socialise very much.
Oh, new job. Remind me not to work at that place.
It's a small team, there's only two other people.
So in terms of your manager, I understand you catch up on project work. Would your manager be open if you set up a meeting with your manager to have a conversation about this?
I think so. I haven't done it before though.
Okay. So what would you need to do to be able to set that up and have that conversation?
Well, if I felt like he was receptive to it, I think I could just set it up, but I don't know what sort of reaction he might have to me setting up a meeting to talk about non-work issues.
So, let's just, when you said non-work issue, can you help me understand what you mean?
I guess not the details of what I'm working on, and just more general talk about how the work situation is going.
Okay.
We don't talk about that very often.
Just pausing there. So, what are you picking up in that part of the conversation?
She doesn't have a good relationship with her manager.
She's got a
it's not a bad relationship. It's not a very functional relationship.
There's no personal.
There's no personal relationship. Although she'd said that they get along together quite
socially.
Well socially.
Yeah. There's no connection.
We just talk about sports.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
there's
like,
no connection.
It's like. Number one, there's a specific relationship around work, but it's on the surface, right? It's not actually about how is Nicola going, right? How is she feeling about this? Those kind of things, it's not at that depth of relationship where the manager is aware or Nicola's aware of how to actually have that relationship with the manager. So what should we be doing next? What are your thoughts, right? We're sort of teasing out the reality here. We've got a sense of the relationship with the manager. Is there anything else that's missing, do you think, before we start supporting her on constructing that conversation, because that's really going to be that options part. We'll be helping her to step through and construct a conversation with her manager.
Sorry, can we just workshop? I just want to know what the relationship with previous managers is. Tease out.
Okay, great.
This is my first job.
First job, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
So I don't really know how to have a relationship with the manager.
Okay, great. So at this point, it's the first job, doesn't know how to have a relationship with the manager. Is questioning technique necessarily going to be the best thing to do? I'm wondering that at this point, I might start dropping in a different direction, which would be sharing with her what if I was a manager, what I'd be expecting the relationship to be doing. What the responsibilities of the manager are, and in her shoes, what I think is important. Does that make sense? And so I think we start to narrow and make it a bit more direct, because Nicola needs the advocacy at this stage, she needs a direction. People agree, disagree? What do you think? Am I going in the right direction, or we'll see, okay.
I'm not sure which direction I'm going in. This is all just acting. I'm not really like this.
Do beautifully, and we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left, so we'll we'll see how the mentee goes as we wrap towards the end of the session. So would it be helpful if I share with you my experience as a manager and what I would reasonably expect to be having conversations with people about?
Yes, that'd be really helpful, thank you.
Okay, but if I was in your manager's shoes, I would be absolutely mortified if I knew you were working at 7 or 8 o'clock each night. Right? I suspect, and I don't know, but I have a gut feeling, your manager may not even know that you're doing that. Right? That is possible. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, that's possible, because we haven't talked about it.
All right. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is managers have, by and large, a duty of care to support their people. Right? Most of the programs and people go on, all those kind of things, organisations really encourage the managers to support and develop their people. At the same time, they obviously got to keep the work going and make sure that the outcomes are done. That's a primary focus, but in a way which is supportive of people. Do you think your manager, do you see him supporting other people in your team? Do you see any of those kind of attributes?
I see him catch up with other people in our team more often than we catch up.
Okay. Okay, so he will be open then to catching up. Do you know if he has conversations with them about things like workloads or their development, or what do you know about the conversations he has with them?
No, I don't really know.
Okay. How would you be able to find out?
I suppose I could ask them.
Yeah. Might be a good idea. Just ask someone in the team in terms of their understanding of the manager, because they might have a longer relationship than you have, which means they might have some different insights. Let's just pause. So look, I'm just completely riffing here. I don't really know where I'm going, but I'm just trying to get a sense of where for Nicola of what's missing. So those last questions there was, it struck me that she needs to get a sense of what her manager is, and I can share with her what I believe is right, but it doesn't mean that her manager's going to be the same. So even if I share that, it felt to me a little bit artificial. It felt like it needed to be validated. And that's why I was encouraging her to ask her that question about who might be able to tell you. Because personally, I found one of the most powerful things in my career is when I haven't known anything about a person I need to deal with, is find people who know how to deal with that person and ask them what they're like. And it opens up a huge amount of insight. So that's why I was going in that route. Any other... in terms of next steps, so we've got about 2 or 3 minutes to wrap this conversation. In real life, we obviously have a lot longer. What do you think we should be doing next?
I think if you can assume that she can validate
yep.
that this person is open
yep.
to the conversation,
yep.
is probably actually helping her to start to construct the
conversation,
because she clearly doesn't. She doesn't know how to even start the conversation. She's not sure of herself and her self-worth.
Yeah. Okay, terrific. So what would be some... So let's say, we'll fast forward through this. Imagine that that Nicola had said, you know, I can test that with someone in the next couple of days. And we're going to then say, look, let's assume that person says your manager's highly approachable. We're just going to work on that premise at the moment. Let's work together on how we might structure a conversation. Beautiful. Has there been any times in your life when you've had similar situations which are uncertain that you've been, you've had to approach someone about something similar to this?
Maybe not similar to this.
Okay.
Difficult conversations.
All right. So let's work through what would be the structure that we might then put in for the manager. What would be the first thing we could do? Personally, if I was in your shoes, what I would probably do is just say to them, look, I wanted to have a conversation with you about the amount of work that I've got on at the moment, and just get a sense from you what your thoughts are about that. Okay? So I'm not going to say, I want this, this, and this as I'm opening up. I'm going to encourage her to have that open conversation with her manager. That may be right, it may not be right. I need to know more about the manager, but at this stage, that's probably where I'd go because of that uncertainty. And because she's very new, and because she hasn't had those conversations, try to get a sense of the manager before going in too hard. How do other people feel? Am I being too soft, or is that okay? Is that right? Okay. So let's imagine would you be able to have that would you be able to start that conversation with a question like that?
I think so. The way you put it sounded like you would be approachable to that.
All right, cool.
But I don't know if I'd remember what to say.
Okay. Just give it, have a play, have a practice with you now.
I'd like to have a chat with you about my workload, and you've got another project for me coming up, and I just want to talk to you about deadlines and timeframes about that.
Okay, great, thank you. How did that sound? So if I was the mentor at the stage, I'd say, you nailed that, that's perfect. If you go into your manager with that, it's really constructive. You're working towards his deadline, what's important to that person, your work outcomes, and you're bringing in your own personal piece around your ability to deliver that. So that's really great. So I'm now encouraging her, trying to build up her confidence, and at the same time acknowledging that what the beauty of that question was, it wasn't just focusing on my issue, it was focusing on, firstly, what's in the best interest of the manager, and then bringing in what the person's issue is. Because the manager, if it's a crotchety manager, will be much more receptive to that because she wants to deliver the work, and she clearly does. This is not about someone who's a slack employee. So if we were to wrap through this really quickly, we'd then work through other parts of the conversation, and then we get to the wrap and agreed actions. Okay, so Nicola, tell me, just play back to me what you want to do between now and the next time we catch up.
Okay, I'm going to talk to someone else in my team about my manager's style and how approachable they think my manager is. And if I get a good vibe from that, then I'll try and have a conversation with my manager about the workloads and timeframes.
Okay, great. And when you say try to have a conversation with manager about workload and timeframes, what would be the steps you need to do to be able to do that?
I guess I will ask him at a convenient time if I can put some time in his diary to have an hour to catch up with him so he can go through this properly.
Terrific. And you'll do that between now and the next session. Would that be appropriate, do you think? What would work for you?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to get this resolved as soon as possible, so maybe I'll try and talk to him on Monday.
Okay. Well done, you are going in the right direction, that's fantastic. Look forward to catching up with you in a month. If anything comes out of the conversation with the staff member that you want to bounce off me before having a conversation with the manager, feel free to give me a call so I'll make sure I can support you on that.
Cool. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Okay. So, obviously we have to accelerate that so we get to moving into 5:30.